Work can be inherently dangerous, but for the 20 million Latinos working in America, it's even riskier. Latinos are more likely to die on the job than all other American workers. And sadly, that's true in every single occupation. Latino USA producer Brenda Salinas dives deeper into this terrifying statistic.
For construction workers, grueling manual labor is just another workday. But no one expects to be seriously injured before the end of their shift.
Estaba trabajando yo en la construcción. Mi propio mayordomo me lesionó con un taladro industrial.
Luis Rodriguez was a construction worker in Texas.
Habíamos que cortar un pedazo de plywood de 2 pulgadas para que llegara al límite de la altura de la calle.
One morning, he was helping cut a large piece of plywood when the foreman holding the drill slipped.
Fue a parar a mi dedo índice de la mano derecha.
It cut straight through his index finger. There was no other choice but to amputate.
Y yo no lo sentía, entonces el doctor decidió y contó conmigo, ¿verdad?, que era mejor imputármelo.
Statistically speaking, Luis was lucky. Latino workers are more likely to be fatally injured than all other workers in the country. That's 14% more likely. The number is twice as high for Latino immigrants. They die in transportation accidents, especially crashes. They face violence on the job. Some are injured by equipment, like Luis, and others suffer falls, like Santiago Barrientos.
Mi supervisor, mi mayordomo, me exigió que fuera a ayudarles a otras gentes a descargar un trailer.
He was unloading heavy equipment in a Texas factory when he slipped.
Me nomás sentí el tronado en mi cadera y de ahí para allá, de ahí para adelante ya no podía más trabajar y...
He felt a pop in his hip, and he couldn't sit, much less walk. He was crying out for help. The other workers just laughed at him.
Me corrieron del trabajo porque no podía, la verdad. En ese trabajo no podía estar yo porque estaba muy pesado.
The next day, he showed his boss the letter from the doctor, saying he couldn't carry more than 5 to 10 pounds at a time. He was fired. A recent report by the Labor Council for Latin American Advancement found that these types of workplace injuries are more common with smaller contractors. Those happen to be the companies that are more willing to hire immigrant day laborers. They don't always provide the legally required training and safety equipment. Making it worse, immigrants are less likely to report unsafe working conditions. They're afraid of employer retaliation and deportation.
Uno también tiene los mismos derechos que las personas de aquí, nomás que, pues, desgraciadamente uno es ilegal, pero somos humanos.
Luis Rodriguez says it's because they don't speak English and they don't know that there's help for them. We have the same rights, he says. Even though we're undocumented, we're human. It's not just men who face tough working environments. The American Journal of Industrial Medicine found that Latina housekeepers have the highest injury rate in the country. There's worse. Hector Sanchez is the executive director of the LCLAA.
We found in a number of industries is a drastic increase in sexual harassment and rape in the workplace.
And when a breadwinner is injured, it affects the whole family. Here's Luis again.
No había entrada de dinero para pagar renta, luz, todo.
Because he couldn't work, he couldn't pay rent or utilities. He's back working now. Santiago is still recovering, but when he does get back to work, he wants more than just a job.
Que nos escuchen aquí de todos Estados Unidos, que nos apoyen a todos los trabajadores.
He says he wants people to listen to his story so that there can be fair laws for everybody. There's optimism in their story, too. Nationally, the Obama administration passed more laws to protect whistleblowers against employer retaliation. That's in large part thanks to the work of OSHA and the LCLAA. Hector Sanchez again.
If we stick together and we are united, we can make sure that we have better working conditions for everybody working in the domestic workers, the restaurant industry, the retail industry, and agriculture.
The challenge isn't just institutional. It's getting the word out. Letting Latinos and Latinas know that even without papers, they have rights. For Latino USA, I'm Brenda Salinas.